I'd like you to close your eyes now, get comfortable, and focus your attention on your breath. Pay attention to when you inhale and when you exhale. Don't try to change your breathing, just notice it. When you breathe in and breathe out, you are relaxed and you are safe. Now, in your mind, with your imaginary pencil, I would like you to draw a very large square. Once you've drawn your square, you'll see that it's becoming a television screen. Right now the television screen is black because it's off. We need to draw some buttons. First, draw the button for the power, and then draw two buttons for the volume, one for up and one for down. Good. Now, I would like you to slowly push the power button to on. This is a very old television set, so it'll take a few moments for it to warm up. As it begins to warm up, you can see that there's a picture forming. It looks like a person. This is your guardian angel. As the TV begins to warm up, the picture starts to become more clear, and you can see the shape of your guardian angel. Pay attention now and see, is your guardian angel a boy or a girl? Can you tell what kind of clothing that they're wearing? Is it a long gown, or maybe it's a shirt and pants, maybe even blue jeans? Does your angel have wings? Are they big wings or small wings? Or maybe no wings at all? Do they have short hair or long? And what color is their hair? As the image begins to come clearer and clearer, take a few minutes and look at the picture of your guardian angel. Remember, this is a television set. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing can scare you. This is your protection, your guardian, someone who takes very good care of you and keeps you safe. There is no reason to be afraid of this angel at all. You see now that your angel is smiling at you. Right now, take your imaginary finger in your mind and turn up the volume on your television. Ask your angel what his or her name is. And listen. Did you hear anything? It's okay if you didn't. Try turning up your volume just a little bit higher. And relax. And listen. Your angel's voice may very much sound like your voice inside your head. That's okay. If you got a name that popped into your head, then this is the name that your guardian angel would like you to use for them. You can ask your guardian angel anything you'd like. They are there to protect you and guide you. Maybe you can ask them something about your school or your day. When you're finished speaking to your guardian angel, simply wave goodbye in your mind and turn off your power button. When you open your eyes again, take a piece of paper and some crayons, pencils, markers, and draw what you saw in your mind of the picture of your guardian angel. Try and remember every detail. Anytime you feel scared or worried or upset, remember that you can come back to this meditation and talk to your guardian angel at any time.